Welcome back to Reflections. Your host, Jorge Gonzalez, and my guest today you've been listening to is Rocio Delgado, a Puerto Rican artist, and her co-founder of working with her on this new world of somewhat commercializing, but basically more devoting yourself to art. And
absolutely.
And we all, yeah, the artists have to make money, and they've been co-founding and working. So tell us about the project with how you got into it, because you're neither of you are athletic. You do exercise, but you've not been in the sporting world, etc.
More than
in baseball. So how did you get into this project, and what does it what is, besides Puerto Rican heritage and getting Puerto Ricans into seeing the game, etc., what is the goal behind the Puerto Rican Heritage Night?
Okay. With the heart that we create, the Corazón Boricua, from that transition of my collection of hearts, Greder and me came from the same background, same culture, and we was wanted to show Puerto Rico how really the meaning of that heart is like, it's a Puerto Rican heart, and that's how this heart came along. From that transition, I've been connected always with the Puerto Rico and the diaspora in San Diego. The opportunity to participate with the San Diego Padres came along. And Greder will tell more about how the process went. But we present these options to the San Diego Padres, and they love the heart that we created, the Corazón Boricua. Because that Corazón Boricua really speak to every Puerto Rican inside and outside of the island. I think the reception that we've been getting from people is beautiful. How people can, when they see the Puerto Rican heart, they really can feel it and relate with that. Mm-hmm. So that's how really the process start with the San Diego Padres. It's a beautiful opportunity, and we are so lucky to be showing in such a big scenery.
Mm-hmm.
They have been collaborating with us in a big way. And this project is not just going to stay at the San Diego Padres, it's more to come. And I want Greder, that is my partner, and she's a big part of how this is moving and creating this with me. Un Rocio is the name of the company that we create. And this is just developing in a big way. I want her to keep telling us more about it.
Keep the flow.
Yes, keep the flow.
What's important about, you were defining that line of an artist and how do you jump and protect your art but then become commercial. And we're living different times.
Mm-hmm.
That's why our logo is Un Rocio, art first, then everything else.
Okay.
So the art is going to be always the focus of Un Rocio, right? And that's what's most important. Now with, and what we've done with that is, yes, when I met Rocio, that she invited me for the first time to go to a gallery where she was exhibiting one of her hearts that's called Mucho Corazón. I don't even like hearts. But then I walked into this gallery and I see this thing, and it's the colors, the shape, and again, I'm not an expert in art by any means. I know what I like. It's like wine. I know what I like. And so I was like, oh my God, that's the Puerto Rican heart. And I started talking to her and I said, because he's like loud. He's like not normal. Like we, how we are, right? And
really
he spoke
colorful,
to me.
Really
it's super colorful. Oh no, that art people get to see on the website and whatnot, but it is an amazing piece. We have one of them in Miami right now. But as we were building the brand, then there was a move of creating something about Puerto Rico, and that's when we both go crazy, right? And you have experiencing, telling the stories, right? Which are, again, Corazón Boricua is going to mean so much and what people, to different people, right?
Right.
Even though we share the same stories in a sense of diaspora, we moved, we are away from our families. For me, the Corazón Boricua represents, yes, that special, what we're known for, right? That
mm-hmm.
people can talk, is when, so nonetheless.
A lot of energy.
Yes, which I consider myself that I have a lot of it.
I can see you have a lot
yes,
of energy.
Yes, I'm always like this.
I know something, my first mentor back in Radio Oso says that through the radio waves, you can really feel, whether a person's smiling, whether they're energetic, and I think you can feel, Gretel's
yes,
energy.
Yes, we're so excited.
She's jumping out of her chair as she's
yes,
talking.
Yes, it's awesome. Well, you know what? Let's just say, just think of this as two people that meet the Puerto Rican. And then all of a sudden, I just wanted to help her promote and her brand, I make it a brand. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, we're working with Padres. And we showed basically a...
How was that first? How did that flow? How was that first contact?
So the first contact is a contact that Rocio has made with House of Puerto Rico. So that person brings her name to Padres.
Okay.
Then Padres says, we want to see what you guys, I mean, what you want to put on the table.
Right.
Then that's when I create this whole portfolio of possibilities with her art. The parrot, you know, everything that she has in a hat.
Mm-hmm.
But
one of these paintings, to put it in a baseball cap.
In the baseball cap.
That was the intention. That was the intention
from the beginning.
Yeah.
So when we, the feedback was almost immediate next day, and they're like, we like the heart. And we're like, okay, this is good.
You didn't sell the heart. You gave a lot of options, and they
Here
chose the heart, which is exactly what you wanted. It's exactly what you wanted.
Right.
Okay.
So then from there, what was interesting is everything that was happening in Puerto Rico, too. I think there's a synergy that everything kind of collided together. I started promoting, then it was Christmas, we started promoting the brand, and we start get feedback. I mean, we're talking about we're this big, and all of a sudden we get this positive and people wanting to see more. So much that, you know, as we are promoting not only the art, but then Corazón Boricua, because it took a life of its own. And I was like, oh my God, like we didn't even think this was going to become such a big thing. We haven't even had the Padres game.
Right.
And what we're doing is we branded. And what's interesting is, I'm the one that does the ads and the reels and on Instagram. And, you know, the most important one that we had is so funny. So the day after Bad Bunny's concert, we don't associate with anyone. We want to be, our heart's going to be whatever Puerto Ricans are successful are. That's what matters. This is not a politic. We don't want anything involved with politics. This is, we will support those, or this heart should go wherever those are succeeding, right? Mm-hmm. And represent us. So I'm in the morning and I'm like, what am I going to do today? What am I going to put? And I just played, it's like a 15 second reel. And he says, today it feels different. Hoy se siente diferente.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Bad Bunny music, but a piano background. And then there's the heart beating. And of course, I'm doing it, I'm crying. But of course, I'm like, then logo, the end. 225,000 views. No promotion. We're like, people like what they're seeing and they're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Then we get the feedback and comments on that.
But this with Bad Bunny was, where did this take place?
This is in, well, we
before
were
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, Super Bowl. Like the, No, this is Super Bowl.
This is our Instagram, where we're putting our commercials, and not commercials, but our reels and
promotions.
Our promotions, yeah. And so that's when that happened, that this reel that she created with the heart got that amazing.
Well, the island has been vibing. Being Puerto Rican, it's in, right? We're all, you know, this is...
But they didn't have anything to do with the Bad Bunny concert.
No.
With Bad Bunny. This was just...
Just we are taking the heart, and we went to La San Sebastian, for example, and then we promo San Sebastian.
Okay,
and then it's the boom of Bad Bunny, that there's a hype, and what we think it's helping, recognizing the heart.
People are more interested in
yes,
Puerto
I'm
Rican
sorry.
And the diaspora. That's everything. Yeah, yeah.
Right, I think...
You're in the moment where...
We're in the moment where it's like, it's now or...
Yeah, yeah,
or
yeah,
and
yeah,
then
yeah,
it,
yeah, I
bigger
okay.
than us. It was it became bigger than us. I was like, oh, my God.
Okay.
So... I play to the you know, to the feeling, like what hits me, right? And it was so amazing to wake up, and then it was like 221, and people's comments were
beautiful.
Just incredible, and this is what's interesting, from Puerto Rico, from New York, Vega Baja,
it's everywhere.
It's everywhere. I mean, we have our website where we sell merch for the heart, right? And every time it comes in, one, we're like little kids, and we're like, from the Alta, oh, this is from Guaynabo. So it's so hard to predict right now.
Right.
It's speaking to all of it, all of us, right?
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty exciting, and to know, I think it's a great symbol that it unites people, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what we need. Right. I think that's it's such an important moment, and we're craving uniting. We're creating, and then there's so much going on in the politics and other environments.
Love is more powerful than hate.
I shouldn't have said.
Sorry, listeners. Sorry.
But it's a good thing.
We should acknowledge that.
Pushing right.
Yeah, I think we need to acknowledge the good things.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And that's a good phrase. And it's not the first time that's been said, but it highlights today what's happening today.
We cannot forget.
And the heart is speaking to all those. Actually, I have friends that are not even Puerto Rican and they're loving it. And who looks at a heart and makes you feel sad? No one said ever, right? Unless it's broken. Right. So that's how Corazón Boricua was really born. And it's two women in diaspora. We each other have our day jobs, and then this exciting way of bringing back something to the island. I think that's what is the biggest satisfaction. Rocío has her art, right? That is, she's been speaking in 3 years with her art, and when I come along, I'm like, this is the way.
How long have you been together in this?
What, 1 year.
One year.
Only, wow. Yes. Okay.
Is watch out for two Puerto Rican women together with a lot of ideas and a lot of energy, and like, it's amazing what we create and the collaboration that we have. It's beautiful, and this is just 1 year. Watch out when we're 5 years in the road. It's going to be even better, but. I'm very excited about what we're creating, and I'm very thankful that Grede is so kind of also what I was saying, and she was wanting to be part of this, and she's amazing to have her.
Let's go into this project. The date, the San Diego St. Louis, the
May 9th.
Heritage Day.
Mm-hmm.
What the day and what the person who goes to it and what. What is the goal behind it besides, you know, having Puerto Ricans and recognizing Puerto Ricans? Is there a donation? What is, you know, tell us about the date and what the event involves. As I said, I had some because I remember Rotary got involved a couple, two or three years ago. I remember that. And so I think different kind of, they get some different entities get involved with San Diego Fathers and that each year maybe. But tell us about the event. We have about 3 minutes. Yeah. Tell us about
the event,
date and what and how you already said it. It's the heart painting within the cap, a baseball cap.
Yeah.
That's going to be given to each one that attend.
People that purchase, you can purchase the tickets through the Padre side or the House of Puerto Rico. That's how the House of Puerto Rico gets a benefit, right? So that is where
But if you buy it through the Padres, the House of Puerto Rico...
It needs to be specifically through the link of the Heritage. If you go to the main page...
It.
Yeah, you go to the main page and buy it somehow differently, you don't get... Not everybody gets the hat. You need to buy it through either that link that we have on the website or the House of Puerto Rico in San Diego. They are the ones. And then there's the collaboration. They're basically joining forces, and San Diego is supporting.
Is the ticket price the same?
How that work, if you go through our website, unrocio.com, you can find a link that will be transferred you to where you can get the tickets that are with those tickets that is under Puerto Rico Heritage Night. They can get the seat that they want. They can choose where they want to be seated in the park. But they will be guaranteed that will be having the hat is they buy it through the Puerto Rico link, you know, through the game.
So
they can go to our website and get the link. That way they're connected to the Padres as well. And we invite everybody that have the opportunity to maybe visit San Diego for May 9 and be part of that huge event that we're going to celebrate Puerto Rico.
May
9.
Before Mother's Day, we're going to be celebrating twice.
Okay.
But yes, the logistics of how much is donated, that's more House of Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Doing with the Padres. That's okay. Their collaboration.
Mm-hmm. House of Puerto Rico is an organization in San Diego.
Yes.
By the Puerto Rican diaspora.
Yeah.
With respect to helping unite and work and helping the Puerto Ricans in San Diego.
Correct.
Okay.
So that's the actual, the collaboration where it starts, right?
Okay.
So when we come in, it's just the art. And that's basically it. But yeah, it's May 9th.
And at 4:00 is the game.
And can people buy this baseball cap separately?
No.
Is it going to be exclusive for the game?
Yeah, if you don't go to the game.
Yes. Así que you better go to the game.
I think it's a long ways.
I know. I think that's why.
And the people who are at the game who didn't buy through this link,
they don't get the hat.
They don't get the hat either. Mm-hmm. They can't buy it there at the
Yes, it's going to
stadium.
Be a limited edition through the Puerto Rican theme night.
Okay.
But you can get a product that have the heart through our website.
Okay.
Well, our official hat will come after that. You know, we're grateful that Padres gave us this opportunity. It's a big deal. And we're waiting to put our hat once the event is done.
Okay.
But the website is unrocioart.com. And there's tons of things there that people can, if you like the heart and you identify yourself with it, you can purchase.
Very good. Well, we've run out of time.
Thank you.
Gretel and Rocio for joining me and helping me reflect on different things. And culture art is one of the important things I always kind of, not always, but I often, bring in as important for our well-being. So thank you for joining me.
Thank you.
Best of luck. I hope this works out even better than you are expecting.
Thank you.
I know it'll be successful, and you'll be happy no matter what.
Absolutely, we're happy.
Which is where we started.
Yes. So far, we are happy.
We're happy.
very good. Well, thank you again for joining me. And this is the end of the program. Que Dios los bendiga. See what you can do for Lent. It's a good opportunity to forgive and to come to grips with maybe some things that you have regretted. And make sure you're happy. So, que Dios los bendiga. We'll see you next week.
Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM was proud to present Reflections, hosted by Jorge González, reflecting on events with our well-being in mind.